Duke Dan's Dal Erickson with you live on the SBI Radio Network. And now joining us live over the phone this morning is Jake Hibbert from MyLocalRadio.com. Good morning, Jake. How are you today?
Cold. It's cold out there.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Jake, you obviously have you had to jump into the pool of basketball right away. And kind of tell us what some of your observations were on your first day out there.
Oh boy, that was it was a fun first day. I love being in Mountain View. I think they've got one of the best gymnasiums in the state, or I've ever been in. I love the little tiny dome that they've got there. I was interested to see first how the girls would come out on Mountain View side. Pretty much a new team, and same with the boys. They've got a veteran team, but they're coming in with new expectations, I guess, of trying to not just make it to state, but try to make a run. As they've got those football players coming back, they've certainly had a lot of success there, trying to translate that over to the basketball court. And then I was interested to see how Kemmer came out. Look, I think it was 10 wins combined between the girls and the boys Kemmer programs last year, but they return a lot. And on the boys' side, they certainly return a lot, and they had a lot of height. I thought that for day one, shooting was poor on both sides, which is to be expected. The defense was certainly advantage Mountain View in both the girls and boys game. And on Kemmer's side, I thought they had the potential for the boys to be a pretty good defensive team, a pretty good rebounding team, and maybe a team that could get some points on the board. The thing that was holding them up, they simply couldn't score against the zone defense. More importantly, they couldn't hold on to the ball.
We're with Jake Hibbert live this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. You know, speaking of Kemmer specifically, the boys team, yeah, they had a four-win season last year, but they had that two of those wins came in the region tournament. And so they kind of had this Cinderella run of the region tournament to get them to the state tournament. And so they had a great experience in Casper. And so I was kind of like you, Jake. I wanted to see how specifically the Kemmer boys, with some players coming back, how they would maybe try and build on that. And of course, it's hard to gather a whole lot from just one basketball game, but it sounds like game one jitters for both teams is pretty much the story.
Definitely. And I don't think I've ever been to a day one game where you've seen two teams get their shooting touch going. Usually neither one of them gets them going, and that was mostly the case for yesterday. Kimball Manson from Mountain View had a couple of moments where he got hot. Braden Walk went, I think, 0 for 7 from 3 until getting a couple in late in the game. And then on the Kemmer side, Derek Wilcox started the game as a bit of a force down low. He was getting buckets here and there, but more importantly, Mountain View just could not find any points in the paint. They were just getting rejected left and right, and Wilcox was at the center of that. I think it was just really the defensive pressure that took Kemmer out of sorts offensively. It was a close game, 25-25 in the third period, and yeah, I know that's first game of the year's type of score right there. It's really low. But Mountain View then went on a 16-0 run, and that was the game right there. It was really 2 minutes at the end of the second quarter, 2 minutes at the end of the third, and then the fourth when Mountain View blew the lead open and made the score what it was.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned that it's obviously a big part of Wyoming basketball, well, and basketball in general, that full court press, the can you hang on to the ball amid that kind of pressure, and then it turns into transition buckets. It sounds like that's what happened last night.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how they come back tonight. I'll be doing Lyman and Kemmer, a doubleheader at 5:30 and 7. And Lyman's boys lost last night by 2 points. I think it was to Big Piney. I wasn't able to go to that game. It was happening simultaneously to my games. But a Kemmer boys team will have a chance to take on a Lyman boys team that has some hopes, but maybe not as veteran as what we saw with Mountain View, not as much championship experience, of course, and also a day two to say, okay, here's, throw day one out, let's go to the next game. That's the good thing about these early season tournaments, I think, for a team is you can't really worry too much about a win or a loss. You've got another game either later that day or certainly the next morning.
We're with Jake Hibbert this morning from MyLocalRadio.com talking about the Bridger Valley Basketball Tournament, which is going on this weekend. By the way, Jake, we appreciate you letting us tap into your feed yesterday and tonight for these Kemmer Rangers. As you mentioned, they take on the Lyman Eagles this evening. Speaking about this Mountain View-Cokeville matchup that you have later this morning, tips off here in about an hour. I don't like to use the carryover too much between sports, but when it's week one, I think you can. And Mountain View and Cokeville have a pretty storied football history, especially in the past 2 or 3 years. And both of them made it to Laramie football teams in the state tournament. And Mountain View put the whipping on Cokeville this year, and that was been opposite of what has happened the past couple of years. So what are some of your takes maybe between the Buffaloes and Panthers today, this morning?
Well, I'll tell you, I think I got a roster for Cokeville yesterday, right when the tournament was about to start. Todd Dayton, his 40th year at a head coach, he keeps it close to the vest, so he was holding on to that roster, but I got it. They obviously, I think they lost their leading score from a year ago, but they returned, you know, it's Cokeville. They returned the same guys who played football, much like Mountain View, and I think that both of those teams will be tougher. I think that's something that is kind of lost in today's game, is that football makes you a tougher basketball player, and I saw that in the Mountain View boys game yesterday with, yeah, those guys didn't have their shot, but their defense was kind of a carryover of the football season of, we can kind of knock you in the mouth. Of course, within the rules, there wasn't any hard hits or anything like that, but it's just a tougher play. And then I was watching a game also on the My Local Radio Network, Evanston game. They're playing over in Gillette. And one of their players, they don't have many football players, but the one football player they did have was the one who was probably the most ready to go and be ready for competition, and David Baxter. He was out there playing tough, and it showed. So I think both of these teams, Cokeville and Mountain View, will come out probably looking a little bit more in midseason form than you expect from a team that didn't play a sport in the fall, even if it's not exactly basketball sort of conditioning.
Again with Jake Hibbert this morning, MyLocalRadio.com. And Jake, just from the tournament itself, of course, tournament basketball preseason, it's always a fun time. Having been part of organizing tournaments in the past, It's a ton of work, and there's so many things behind the scenes that go into this. Maybe just so far, it's been one day, and the tournament really gets cranked up today with all the different schools participating. But just tell us about this tournament overall and how it's run and the success of it.
Oh, I think it's great. I love it because it means, yeah, I'm not at home. I got to go from Rock Springs to Lyman, Mountain View area today, and they got black ice advisory, so I'm going to have to ship out a little bit earlier than normal, but it's closer to home. And for these teams, specifically for the teams in the Bridger Valley, it's great. You know, they get four games in front of their home crowd. And you know this as well as anyone, home games in Wyoming are at a premium because there's just not that many games once you get past the tournament where you can get in front of the home crowd. And then you get teams from the 1A Southwest Conference, and that's usually a pretty competitive basketball conference regardless of classification. Kemmer gets in there, and I think Kemmer is a team that on both sides has an opportunity to be a team on the rise. They're going to need to get over some early season shooting mishaps and defensive. But I think it's great. You know, you get games in two gymnasiums. You got pretty much 6 miles apart. So, you know, compared to if you're going to the McDonald's Classic, or I guess now the Taco John's invite over in Cheyenne, you got games at 3 gymnasiums. And then in Laramie, I love that tournament too, but this one is so compact and close. You can realistically, if you're a fan, make it from one side of the tournament town to the other and from Lyman to Mountain View without having too much trouble.
Jake Hibbert, the voice of the Bridger Valley, and MyLocalRadio.com. You can catch Jake tonight as he will have the game, Lyman versus Kemmer. That will be at Lyman High School. And the boys are first for that one, 5:30 tip-off time, and the girls right after that at 7 o'clock. You can watch the game at MyLocalRadio.com. We'll also have it for you on the Spur as well. Jake, thank you so much. Good luck tonight.